are your expectations for 2021? What are you trusting God for? Do you have expectations for those around you? And what hopes are you holding out for yourself? Hello, and welcome to Love and Encouragement to Live By. I'm Tammy Thompson, a Christian author under the pen name of T.S. Thompson.
And I'm Jo Heather Dodson, founder of Your Christian Coach. Thanks for joining in today for your weekly dose of love and encouragement as we discuss expectations for deeper Christian living.
Yes, I think of 2021 getting off to a start of the busyness of the new year planning. And often, you know, we focus on what we're expecting of ourselves to accomplish in the upcoming year. But it's important to remember, what are we expecting of God for this year to do in our lives? Are there things that you've asked God for that you're hoping will come to pass this year? Maybe a promotion, maybe a loved one who's sick that will recover, maybe an improvement in a relationship. And what are the things are you believing for this year for the purposes that God has called you to do? Have you asked God how you can best serve him this year?
These are great questions, Tammy. I've been in several meetings since the year began, even one this morning, where I was asked each time, okay, what do you have planned for the year and how's that coming along? But no one has asked me what I'm expecting from the Lord this year. So I love that thought-provoking question. And, you know, as I'm kind of holding that, as you're asking it, you know, I realize I do have plans that I'm believing and hoping for. And yes, for me, most of those surround living out the purpose the Lord has called me to do. My purpose is to be a voice. And so I am choosing to live out Psalm 39:7 that says, my hope is in you, Lord. You know, I'm feeling confirmed that my expectations for the year are in the Lord. I don't know what it's going to happen tomorrow, but I know who's in tomorrow, and it's the Lord. And with that, I am setting my mind. I am determined not to be swayed by what I physically see happening in the dark world around me. I know realistically I will be swayed, but I'm determined to get back on track quickly.
Yes, amen. And I really agree with that point. You know, we're thinking about shifting our perspectives over this last year and the way that I would see things. And God would be so loving and come up to me and say, Tammy, you're really seeing things from the world perspective. You need to shift that perspective. And I want you to see things from the kingdom's perspective. And so what I'm taking what I've learned from God over the year and trying to shift my emphasis this year to make sure that what I'm trusting God for aligns with that purpose of seeing things more from the kingdom and less from my expectations. And simple things that you could apply to this would be, you know, like maybe asking, you know, maybe how can I be a better parent, a better mother to my kids? You know, I'm a single mom and I'm involved in a lot of things. I have a few businesses that I run, including this podcast that we're starting up. I'm involved in my church, and I have to make sure that I don't get too busy where I don't have valuable time with my children, because that is very important. And so I'm asking God for the grace to be able to have things, you know, this year, you balance out better. There's, you know, as also asking God, because I feel like He's quickened my steps. He's called me. We've talked about this, Joe, Heather. You know, you need to hasten your steps. You need to get rolling. And he's expecting more of me this year than in the past year. And I think that's normal. The closer you walk with God, the more he's going to call you into his service to work harder. And so I was sitting in church with communion, and I just asked God, can you just fill me with more energy and more strength so I can do the things that you've called me to do? And one of my favorite go-to verses is Philippians 4:13, that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Not on my own strength, not some things, not some of the times, but I can do all things. And so I'm trusting God that I am, yes, I'm going to step up to the plate and I'm going to do what he's called me to do this year. And I'm going to expect that I'm going to be able to do it because he's going to give me the strength to do the things that he has called me to do.
So true, Tammy. And I love that verse too. And it's so neat that you mentioned that one, because it is the memory verse I put on my son's notebooks as they began this school year. And I've brought it back to their mind again and again. Even yesterday, we were talking about this. Where does your strength come from? Your strength comes from the Lord. And as I'm encouraging them to look at the verse, to renew their mind on the verse, to call on the Lord when they need strength and courage, it reminds me too. And it helps me to remember, and you know, I'm holding this out for myself this year, that the joy of the Lord is my strength. And when I show up each day strengthened by the Lord, then I can hold out strength to others. And so it makes me think back to your earlier question for us today, you know, what are we doing to serve others this year? Well, that's an easy way you can serve others. You share with them the hope that is in our Lord Jesus Christ, and you offer your story of how you get strength from the Lord to face each day.
Yes, amen. That is so true. Well, I just want to take a moment here, just a brief break to let you know how you can find us. Depending on what platform you're listening from, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And be sure to join our email list on loveandencouragement.com.
Yes. So we kind of started out today and we were talking about expectations for 2021. How does that look like from the world's perspective, but shifting our focus to what we're expecting from God. But you know, people are a part of that process. So that's a big question. How do we manage our expectations of other people?
Yeah, and that's a really good point that you brought up, because I know when we have expectations of other people, we can easily become disappointed. And I know personally this year, I had set myself up with a huge expectation of my family, and I even conveyed it. Sometimes I know we don't tell other people what we're expecting, and they have their own sets of expectations. And so obviously you're going to get disappointed because we're not mind readers. You know, we don't know what other people are expecting of us in a situation. But in this situation, you know, I had made it very clear what my expectations were. And I'll just share briefly with you, as a professional photographer, for years I photographed, you know, families and thought in my heart, oh, I want that for myself. With my family being in different states, and it had been 16 years since we had been together as a family. And so in my heart, I've been believing for this for a while, trusting God for it, and expecting that I'm going to get these pictures. I'm going to have my own family portraits. And let's just say it didn't work out. I traveled at the end of last year, and I made clear what the expectations were, and lots of events happened, and I'm not putting blame on anybody. You know, they didn't have the same expectations as me, but they still tried to help make sure it happened, but things just didn't work out. And I was so disappointed. I came to God with such a heavy heart, and in all his grace and love, he pulled me aside and he's like, Tammy, I know you're disappointed, but I want you to shift your focus here. Just, you know, I need you to focus on things from the kingdom perspective. And when you do that, you're not going to be disappointed. You're never going to be disappointed when you put your expectations on the kingdom and not of these things of the world.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I love that kingdom perspective. I mean, that's a key phrase from today, expecting, yes, you know, from the kingdom. And hearing your story brings a memory to my mind. A number of years ago, I was going through a pretty tough time in some personal relationships. And you know, it was so difficult during that time, and I was just wrestling inside of myself. It was a daily wrestling match in terms of, you know, how I was trying to live my life with the people I was living with, right? And my expectations of them and theirs of me. And it was so difficult, I decided, okay, I need to talk with a counselor about what to do. And so I'm sitting with her, and we're, you know, talking and sharing. And her advice one day was for me to lower the bar of my expectations. And I laughed when she said that. And I joked in response and said, you know, if my expectations get any lower, I'll have to dig a pit in the ground to bury the bar.
And I'm laughing because I can relate to that. When we set our expectations on people, we get disappointed. It's like, why aren't they with me? This is where things should be. And yeah, that's a great story. And I'm sure a lot of people who are listening can relate to, you know, the difficulties with family and friends and even in the workplace. But it definitely goes back to, again, setting, our expectations on the kingdom. If we can maybe lower the expectations of people, and raise the bar of the expectations we have for the kingdom and from God, I think it'll make this year a little bit easier for us. And it brings back a little bit of a conversation that I had had with my boys this past summer. We were talking about expectations and mainly in terms of, with healing and miracles, that, why aren't people seeing miracles today? Why aren't they seeing healing and things come to pass that they're believing for? The disciples saw it. Even after Jesus ascended and went to heaven, they saw lots of miracles. Why is that? That we're not seeing them today. And in my spirit up came, it's because they were expecting them. The disciples expected to see miracles. I mean, can you just imagine for a second? This is how I love to just take the Bible. I like to put myself in there and just imagine what it must have been like to hang out with Jesus. God gives me God bumps to hang out with Jesus. Can you imagine hanging out with him for 3 years? But they went from town to town. They saw him feed all these people. They saw the storm be calm. They saw the dead raise. They saw, people being healed left and right. Can you imagine just saying, hey, to your disciple next to you, what's he going to do today? I mean, they went from town to town expecting Jesus to heal people. I mean, I don't remember any recording in the Bible where Jesus, nope, not today, he didn't heal somebody. They expected it. And so I think what people today, they're just not expecting it. We pray. We say, Lord, I'm believing you for this, but are you? I mean, it brings to my mind, when I was preparing for this, episode, Mark 11, 24, where it says, therefore, I say unto you, things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. So how many of us are going to God with a prayer request or something we're believing for, but we're not expecting God to come through, And so, it also brings back around to the things that God has called you to do. We all have a purpose in life that God has put on our hearts, whether we recognize what it is yet in our life or not. And so, are you expecting God to come through in the things that He has called you to do? He said He will supply, your needs according to His riches, not yours, not mine, According to his riches, he's going to supply it. So this year, I'm asking God for many things, and I'm also expecting him to fulfill them.
I'm so resonating with what you're saying, Tammy, because yes, the scripture does say, the only places that amazing things weren't done was where there was a lack of belief. And time and time and time again, we see in the scriptures Christ saying, your faith has made you well. Your belief is something to be admired. Look, this centurion, believed that his servant would be healed, and Christ didn't even have to come to his house. It's based on your belief, and belief is right there with expectations. It's just right there intertwined. And I can't tell you how many times in my life I too have prayed, and in that prayer, in my mind, I'm hedging the bet. Well, if this doesn't go, and that is not the way to pray. We have to pray expectantly, pray joyfully, and to remember, to seek God first. And if we do that, our lives will be so different. If we put first things first and let God guide us, and as we pause, maybe this week you just need to take a breath and pause and take stock of your expectations. Ask God to guide you in that. And you can meditate on different scriptures, one that's meaningful for you to remind you to do that. I could recommend today Psalm 62:5, because it says, my soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him. So again, we're spending this conversation with you guys today talking about what is our expectation from God? Is it today, or how can it be? So that's a big question. So I'm going to let you guys capture that for yourselves and think about it this week. And I'm going to pause for a moment and tell you a little bit more about us. Love and encouragement to live by today is sponsored by our very own Tammy, otherwise known as T.S. Thompson. She's the author of the Christian book series, The Land of Good Dreams, and God is Able, a study of 2 Corinthians 9:8. I've done this study. It is amazing. You've got to get it. Tammy has a deep desire to move readers with her books and to share the light of God, to uplift and inspire. She is blessed with the gift of storytelling and believes the world is in need of good, family-friendly books that everyone can enjoy. You can find out more about Tammy and her books at ts-thompson.com. That's ts-thompson.com. If you want to be a sponsor of a future episode, contact us at loveandencouragement.com. And if you'd like to support our podcast, there is a link in the show notes telling you how you can give. Okay, so we've talked about expectations, expectations for this year, expectations of God, how we handle expectations of others. But what about hopes? What hopes for 2021 are you holding out for yourself?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And, just personally, just to give the people who are listening, you know, some insight into just some of the things that I'm, you know, believing for God for this year is, you know, this podcast is going to reach many people. It's going to bless many people. The world right now needs love and encouragement more than anything. We're so divided, you know, as if we could all come together. And because that's one of his commandments, is to love one another. He wants us to love others as he loves us. So, you know, I'm really believing God that he's going to bless us through this podcast. It's going to bless many people. I'm also, you know, trusting God and hoping that I'm going to be able to, you know, get more books written this year. I have the bar set kind of high. My goal was for 6 books this year. Yes, 6. 6. That's a lot. That's a lot. But, you know, if I don't set the bar high, I won't have anything to reach for. So if I don't reach it and I only get 4 books out, that's still 4 books, right? But if I had set it for 4 and I only get 3 out, you know, so I'm trying to set the bar pretty high and to spend more time, you know, balancing things with my family. It's going to be a good year. I'm expecting it to be.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I love talking about this because when I feel hope, when I talk about hope, there's sort of this lightness in my being. And I'm realizing as we're digging into this, that hope and expectation really are, they go hand in hand. And when we put our hope in the Lord God, you know, my expectations are in him too. And the neat thing is, if you're not sure what to hope for, what you're expecting of God, you can read and meditate on his scriptures, because the scriptures help us, as they say, pass our days in hopeful expectation. And so I was listening to a preaching the other day, and it's centered on Ephesians 1, 18 and 19. And that might be a passage you could focus on this week as you're going, Lord, what is my expectation? What is my hope? What's going to happen? And this is what that passage said. I pray that the eyes of your heart will have enough light to see what is the hope of God's calling in your life. What is the richness of God's glorious inheritance among you believers? And what is the overwhelming greatness of God's power that is working among us believers? Now, that is an encouraging word to my heart today.
Yes, and what a beautiful scripture that you picked out to just lift up the viewers this week that they can meditate on. And I just want to thank you for that encouraging word, Joe Heather, that you've shared with people who are tuning in today.
Yeah, what a great time we've had unpacking our expectations for 2021. And here's a challenge question I'm going to hold out for you, our listeners, this week. I've already alluded to it, and you can jot this down. What are you expecting from your relationship with God this year?
You know, it's definitely a good question, and we would love to hear from you. If you want to be able to put it in the comments below, we would love to hear how, you know, God's working in your life this week with, you know, from listening to the podcast and different things. And I just want to say to everybody, you know, before we close, you know, that God loves you. No matter what you think about yourself or feel towards yourself, his love will surpass your understanding, and he really wants you to know how much he loves you, and he wants you to know his love. I also want to encourage you, if you're having faith in God, you know, to that He's calling you to do certain things this year, that you will put your faith in your expectations that He is going to deliver. Expect good things from the Father. Matthew 7, verses 7 through 11, you know, talks about the good gifts of the Father. And He wants to move in your life. He wants you to expect good gifts from Him, because every good and perfect gift comes from above. And that is can be found in James chapter 1, verse 17. And also, you know, I encourage you to work on aligning, you know, the things that you want in your expectations closer to what, you know, God desires for you. Perhaps, again, go back to lowering the bar of expectations on people and those around you and your relationships, but raising the bar for God. For with God, nothing is impossible. Luke chapter 1, verse 37.
Amen. With God, nothing shall be impossible. Wow. We hope today's episode blessed you greatly. Just as a reminder, depending on what platform you're listening to, be sure to like, share, follow, and subscribe to not miss future episodes. And be sure to join our email list by visiting loveandencouragement.com. Next week, we'll explore choosing joy as we continue to offer you words of encouragement that remind you of God's awesome love.